You're listening to the Beauty Business Game Changer Podcast, a podcast for beauty industry providers and business owners that are wanting to level up their game to create a profitable career and rewarding lifestyle. I'm Jennifer Alvarez, salon owner, educator, serving 20 years as a licensed cosmetologist, and I'm here to make an impact in your life and career. As creative entrepreneurs, we need education that empowers us and raises the standards. My mission is to give sound business advice and share inspiring stories that help you reach your goals and to dream bigger. Welcome to your Beauty Business Game Changer. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Beauty Business Game Changer podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Alvarez. Today, we are on part three of Clarity and Action. And for this particular episode, I want to get into our why. So we already were evaluating where we are currently at. And so many of us are feeling either uncomfortable, overwhelmed, stuck. And then in the second part to Clarity and Action was about what we are envisioning for our career and our life through creating a vision. What's really important before we create an action plan is to really discover what your why is. Now, I think a lot of people have heard this before. I know that Simon Sinek has written a book about it. There's lots of blog posts about it. But finding your why is this important of knowing? And I believe it's because the underlying motivation, purpose, and reasons behind your actions and decisions is knowing your why. It's the driving force that fuels your passion and gives you meaning to your life. Your why is your personal mission statement that keeps you motivated and focused on the things that truly matter to you. Your why, it is the fire in your soul that gets you out of bed every morning and drives you toward your dreams. Are you jumping out of bed in excitement? Or are you the type of person who just wants to lay there, kind of dreading the day? It is leaning into your purpose and gives you power and being resilient so that you're not living in the trenches of the daily setbacks and challenges. It's inevitable. Things happen. Life can get tough sometimes. But if you're feeling stuck, this is what's telling you that you're not living in alignment with your why and your purpose. And is telling you it's time for change. This could be whether you need a mindset reset or a complete 180 in your life. We need to take action so we can get unstuck and back on the right path of our life and career. Asking ourselves this question of what will drive my life to live in peace and fulfillment. That's what we're searching for when we're looking for this why. You know, and it's easily, you easy can get distracted, but when you are aware of your why and you have clarity, you will be able to make difficult decisions of when to say yes and when to say no. I mean, does anybody have anything going on right now in their life where they're kind of on the fence of, I could go this way, I could go that way? I mean, being in that predicament where you're unsure and most of us just don't even do anything because we don't want to make the wrong decision. You will be clear on what your life purpose and mission is, and your actions, habits, and behaviors will align when you take the time to really marinate on what this why is. You get to choose how you show up in the world, and your why, it's going to guide you. It's your compass. It's your map. Your why gives a framework so that you can make ethical and value-based decisions. You know, discovering your why, it helps you gain clarity about your purpose in life and motivation. Now, I can't tell you what your why is because it's so unique. It's personal. And you are unique. There's no one else in this world that is like you and that has gone through the things that you have gone through and have felt the things that you have felt in your life. But what I can advise on is maybe some ideas of how you can discover this in your life. And maybe this is something that we reevaluate when new chapters or when chapters close and maybe there's a new season in your life. Your why might change throughout time. Your why in your 20s is going to be different than your why in your 30s or why in your 40s, right? And as you're discovering your why, I want you to ask yourself these three questions. What are the reasons behind your decisions and actions? So, for example, you decided to go to beauty school. What was the reason? Why did you choose to be in this industry? Second question, what drives you to keep going, even in the face of failure or difficulty? What is it that makes you resilient and persevere? Maybe you see more for yourself. And question number three, are you living life in alignment with your values and purpose? So most likely, if you are feeling stuck or unfulfilled, then you're not in alignment with your value and purpose, and you have not taken the time to discover your why. So how do you know what your why is? So this could take an hour, maybe a few days, or maybe if life and just things in general are more complex for you, it might take a few weeks of meditation, prayer, or journaling. Regardless, my challenge to you is to brainstorm or journal anything that comes to mind, whether you're reflecting back on things you have done, decisions that you have made, maybe challenging times that you have had in your life. You know, I think all of us could probably agree we've gone through stressful times in our lives, some to a more tragic degree than others, but I believe it is what has given us more strength, more character, and a deeper connection with our purpose. Remember that these things that have happened to us do not define us. We are pressed on every side by troubles. We are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. 2 Corinthians. Knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. I think that some things that have happened in life are maybe meaningless, while others have been greatly affected by those challenges or difficult times. But it's how we choose to see it in a way that maybe we can help others because of it, because we've gone through it before. You know, I love talking with stylists and salon owners about growing their business because I had a really challenging time growing my business, and I didn't know. I didn't have the right resources or education or somebody to cheer me on or coach me on, not my entire career. And those difficult times that I was able to overcome, that's why I really love connecting with salon owners and stylists about how they can overcome that too. And what does that secret sauce look like so that you can grow your business faster and easier? I'd like to go through another series of questions that I believe can help you discover your why and create a life mission. And so what I'd like you to do, if you're driving, maybe timestamp this at this time so that you can go back in and really write these questions down and journal them so that it's relatable to you and your life and what you're searching for. Because what I'd like to do is really help you find this. So creating a life mission, what do all of your passions, interests, values, and future vision have in common? So take a moment to meditate on these questions. What are your values? So your core values are the principles or beliefs that guide you in your decision making, your action taking, and your behaviors. Question number two, your strengths. What are your strengths, your special gifts, your talents that have been given to you? Question number three, what is your passion? Is your passion hair extensions, color? Maybe your passion is just helping people. Question number four, what are your power skills? What are your strengths? Power skills, also known as your soft skills. What are those strengths that you have? And can we take that and maybe we can leverage that into our why and help guide us of where we're trying to go in our life? Question number five, what and who motivates you? What motivates you? Some people are motivated by money or things, maybe experiences, maybe the people in your life, like your family, your parents, your kids. Who motivates you? Question number six, why am I here? Why am I here? Question number seven, what is my purpose? And this is a loaded question, and it definitely can get very deep and maybe emotional for some of you of finding purpose, right? I think that we're all on this journey in our life of being aligned with purpose and feeling wanted and needed into this world, and that we are somehow making an impact or eventually someday leaving a legacy. And number eight, why does my life matter? Why does my life matter? This self-discovery activity will require you to sit with your thoughts, doing some soul searching, self-reflect on your life, and to be very self-aware of who you are and why you are the way you are and who you want to be. We were all born with purpose. None of us were a mistake or an accident. You have great purpose in your life, and it's time to find it. What is your purpose? Live out the purpose you were created for and move on beyond just living and success to a life of significance. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and have been able to receive a message that will help you grow and build your business. And my goal is to help you transform your business and yourself to create a career that supports your life. If this episode you like or love, and I hope that you do, please leave this podcast a review. And I would love if you could share this on Instagram with all of your beauty besties. I'm honored to be a part of your beauty business, and I hope that this has been your dose of a game changer. Hey, salon owners and solo artists, are you interested in learning how to build a solid hair extension business? One that fills your book with your dream client, fills your bank account, and fills your soul? If marketing isn't your strength, and you need help refining your business strategy, be sure to check out the link in the show notes to learn about upcoming workshops all about doubling your extension business and skills through marketing and techniques. Can't wait to see you there.